CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The White House meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky did not go well. The verbal clashes began when Vice President J.D. Vance accused Zelensky of not being appreciative.
They should have.
Have you said thank you once this entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Then the president got involved.
He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out.
President Trump later posted on Truth Social that Zelensky is not ready for peace and disrespected the U.S. and can come back when he's ready. Michael Barsecue is with the Atlantic Council. He's in Kyiv.
This was clearly Mr. Trump throwing red meat to his base. It was governing by press conference. He was ridiculing Mr. Zelensky. But, you know, I think here in Ukraine, it will make Zelensky a hero. In fact, I'm just was looking at some Telegram channels and people are applauding Mr. Zelensky, but this could not have gone worse.
A White House official says everything is off, including the minerals deal. Nothing is signed today, and their joint press conference has been canceled. Zelensky left the White House just moments ago. Turning to other news, the Pope suffered a breathing crisis today, according to the Vatican. He remains hospitalized with pneumonia. Another email is coming to federal workers tomorrow. Reporter Olivia Rinaldi.
That is going to ask them again, what did you do last week? And we're told that this is something that's likely going to become a weekly occurrence as President Trump, his administration, Elon Musk, and Doge really look to shrink the size of this federal workforce.
The president's also expected to sign an executive order making English the official language of the U.S. Natalie Brand has that.
It rescinds a Clinton-era mandate that required agencies and recipients of federal funding to provide extensive language assistance to non-English speakers.
The order will allow government agencies and organizations that receive federal funding to choose whether to continue offering documents and services in languages other than English. Health officials said today the flu season has peaked. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A windy start to the weekend. A wind advisory is in effect today with gusts up to 45 miles an hour expected. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The Racine County Board is now at full capacity after appointing Jamie Hoffman to the 14th and Troy McReynolds to the 18th. The move this week fills seats vacated by Jason Ekman and Thomas Roenhaus. Both new supervisors have previous experience as village trustees. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI in 2022. Details of what happened came out this week. A 38-year-old naturalized American citizen from China has pleaded guilty to conspiring with undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. The Racine Unified School Board will hold a special session Monday night. They'll be discussing updates on construction projects, including Walden 3 and Gifford K-8. The public is invited to attend and provide comments about the agenda items. Caledonia residents will face a nearly 12% increase in sewer bills starting March 15th. The village board approved boosting the quarterly service charge to $190. And the Thrive Expo, focusing on health and wellness, will take place this weekend at Memorial Hall in downtown Racine. For more, people can check out RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin players headed to the NFL. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. 300 of the best college football players here to interview and work out for NFL teams. One of them, Badgers safety Hunter Wohler, who saw his team fall to 5-7 and miss playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. I asked Wohler, who grew up in Muskego, Wisconsin, how concerned is he about the Badgers football program?
It's going in the right direction. I mean, obviously, the last 2 years haven't exactly been what I envisioned, what Coach Fickell has envisioned, but like, Coach Fick's a great coach. I have 100% faith that he's gonna get that program in the right place.
NBA, Bucks with a win over the Denver Nuggets, 121-112. Milwaukee getting help from guys off the bench in the fourth quarter, like Kyle Kuzma, Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, they made a great run for us. That cushion, that momentum, that was huge for us. You know, and again, I think as great as they've been, I think they're gonna be so much better a few weeks, a month down the line, which is scary to think.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Battling brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Hits WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Robin.
Hey, Kurt.
My friend Robin's here. Pets allowed on the bed? Yes or no?
Well, when we had our corgi, she was on the bed. Yes, she could jump up there actually. And now with Greta, not so much. She stays in her cage.
Well, you have your cat Darren too, right?
Oh, Darren's always on the bed.
Okay.
Yep. Follows me everywhere I go.
Well, this was asked out of dog owners specifically, and 3 out of 4 almost said yes, furry friends are allowed on the bed. Mm-hmm. And more men than women said that it's the pet that is more disturbing than the partner in the bed. Mm. Whereas the women said it's the partner that's more disturbing and not the pet.
Well, I have to agree with, well, maybe a little bit of both. When I turn over, I have to take Darren with me laying on the blankets over turning over because he doesn't move. And that's kind of a distraction.
Right.
And then Jeff snoring, you know.
Okay.
I don't know. Okay. It's a toss up.
All right. She's deciding which one gets to stay and which one has to go. Here's my friend Robin, who joins us from time to time on WRJN.
One. That you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as the loneliest number since the number one. February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Shoes, man, I dig those rhythm and blues. be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. The landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Don McLean, American Pie on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Tomorrow and Sunday, Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. It's going to be at Memorial Hall both tomorrow and Sunday, and you're going to see trends in home remodeling. You're going to see energy efficiency experts, wellness practitioners, sustainable living experts, live demonstrations, and we will be there too. So you can stop by our live broadcast and say hi. If you want more information, visit RacineCountyEye.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Get your golf game in top shape this winter with two unforgettable tournament qualifiers from X-Golf Kenosha and the Wisconsin State Golf Association. Pair up for a shot at the Wisconsin Net Partners Championship at the Wild Rock Golf Club in the Dells September 16th. Or aim for a spot in the Wisconsin State Scramble Series Championship at Wild Rock September 17th. Visit X-Golf Kenosha for details, then register at WSGA.org. Both events run through March 23rd. Make this winter a hole-in-one with X-Golf Kenosha.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
With local news and now timeless hits, WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Yeah.
It's the Four Seasons, Big Girls Don't Cry on WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. It says here, health experts are warning again that sitting too much can be harmful to your health. In fact, it can make you positively American.
Faded photographs, covered now with lines and creases. Tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. To wear pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago that didn't work out right, traces of love with me tonight.
Your sweet, as a heart.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. He's got recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting with the Packers. He's on every hour weekdays, and you can check out the entire WRJN sports lineup on demand when you go to WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The weekend gets going with some gusts. A wind advisory is in effect for today with sustained winds at around 20 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts could be up to 45. The National Weather Service warns that the gusty winds could bring tree limbs down and result in power outages. A terror plot targeting Naval Station Great Lakes was broken up by the FBI. The information about the 2022 case was just released yesterday. The 38-year-old pleading guilty is a naturalized American citizen originally from China. He's admitted to conspiring with people he believed were extremists but were actually undercover FBI agents. The plot was said to be motivated by a desire to avenge the 2020 killing of an Iranian general. You've got a chance to chime in regarding work at Racine Unified. The RUSD board is set to hold a special work session Monday, focusing on updates for several construction projects and the foreign exchange program. Key agenda items include design development updates for Walden 3 and discussions for the Gifford K-8 construction project. No action will be taken during the meeting, but the public is invited to attend and provide comment. And downtown Racine will be thriving this weekend with an event at Memorial Hall. The Racine County Eye has health and wellness on display at the Thrive Expo. It runs tomorrow and Sunday downtown. There's more at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brutal winds today, sustained out of the northwest at 25 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts approaching 40 to 50. A wind advisory is in effect until 6 o'clock. As the front blasts through, chances for spotty sprinkles flip to some flurries through the evening, and temps crash. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna please me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna you're gonna please me in every way. Oh, it's so nice.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And now a song that's about a real stretch of road in Los Angeles. It's on Sunset Boulevard near the UCLA campus. And it is indeed very dangerous. From 1964, it's Dead Man's Curve on WRJN.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
Yeah.
listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where we're proud to be a sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County program. Each month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads, you know, snowplow safety, emergency vehicle awareness, that sort of thing. The program's aim is to promote safety. All right, here's Roy Orbison, Oh, Pretty Woman, on WRJN.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? Oh, you are the sunshine of my life, yeah. That's why I'll always stay around. Mm-hmm. You are the apple of my eye. Forever you stay in the sun. Yeah, you are the sunshine.
Stevie Wonder on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. You know, before Stevie Wonder, before the Beatles, before Elvis, before Buddy Holly, there was Nat King Cole, there was Benny Goodman, there was Glenn Miller, there was Frank Sinatra. And you can hear all those artists if you listen to Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. It's Sunday mornings from 7 till noon on WRJN.
Consider volunteering for the Senior Companion Program in Racine for all the right reasons.
I'm Bev Landerman. I'm from Racine. I have 93 years tucked away behind me. I'm soon to be 94.
I'm Nancy Johnson, and I'm from Racine. I am a volunteer, and I was home alone a lot. And I thought, you know, there's got to be people out there that are alone and want some company.
Oh, I look forward to having Nancy come to my house. She has become like a daughter and a sister, a little bit of everything, a good friend. Because I have a history background, I had fun encouraging her to redevelop her history background.
She has me reading books that are probably 900 pages I never would have done.
Learn how you can volunteer. Call the Senior Companion Program at 262-898-1941.
Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. For a limited time only, save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core Ultra processors, and more. Plus, curate your dream setup with great deals on select monitors, mice, and more must-have electronics and accessories. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to leading-edge technology to match your forward-thinking spirit and free shipping on everything. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Happy 8 Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity? The days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city. Dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty. Gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop. Running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, if that's all right. Just like the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity? The days can't be like the nights. In the summer, in the city. In the summer, in the city.
Mm-hmm.
my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match hit. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. Babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
WRJN has been providing local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. All right, let's take you back to this date, February 28th, 1966. Police were called after more than 100 music fans barricaded themselves inside Liverpool's Cavern Club to protest the club's closure. The club had run up debts of over £10,000. The Beatles, of course, made a lot of appearances there. In fact, 292 appearances. Their final performance at the club was on August 3rd, 1963. Here are the Beatles now. Let It Be on WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be, yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The meeting between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky turned into a shouting match with no agreement on the minerals deal or a ceasefire plan. Linda Kenyon begins our coverage.
It was a blow-up in full view when Vice President Vance made this statement to President Zelensky.
I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media.
President Trump raising his voice.
You're either going to make a deal or we're out.
Trump later released a statement saying, in part, quote, "We had a very meaningful meeting in the White House today. Much was learned that could never be understood without conversation under such fire and pressure." Referring to Zelensky, he added, "He can come back when he is ready for peace." Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has covered the war in Ukraine and believes Vladimir Putin is the big winner here.
Putin knows that without American support, he wins. I mean,